Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Southeast Idaho, and you and I together are on the Think and Grow Rich call. You and I together are the Think and Grow Rich call. A community of people who dial into this line, this conference line, every day, Monday through Friday, to plug in thoughts of beauty, to plug in thoughts of greatness, to plug in thoughts of power, to plant seeds of possibility inside our minds, inside our hearts, and inside our souls, so that we can continue to grow into the amazing, wonderful, prosperous, powerful, influential people that I believe we're destined to be, and to continue to go forth making great waves of opportunity in our own lives and in the world around us and in the people around us. And it's a beautiful thing we do on this call every day, and I'll tell you what, I'm excited to be here. I love you guys. I can't wait to dig into the material. I can't wait to hear what's going to be shared today. And I want to know, are you excited about being a part of this community? Are you excited about being on this call? Are you excited about it being Freedom Friday? Are you excited to go forth and continue to unfold your soul into the beautiful, magnificent creature and just this the amazing being that you're meant to be? Are you excited about that? And if you are, let's get this call kicked off right with some excitement, enthusiasm, and energy as I unmute the lines right now.
Welcome back, Paul.
Well, I sure appreciate hearing you guys do that, and I'm glad to be back. I was gone for about a week, and my goodness, you know, oh, wow, what a week. I've got some cool stuff to share with you guys, some thoughts that are on my mind this morning. Before we jump into the chapter, we're going to get into the Major Definite Purpose Self-Confidence Formula here in just a moment. We're also going to get into Chapter 11 in The Science of Getting Rich, acting in a certain way. But I do have just a couple of things that I wanted to share with you guys, a couple of things on my mind and heart this morning. Hope you're okay with that. One interesting thing that happened this last week, I was at an event, as many of you know, and I had the chance to speak, which was a great experience. But then later on in the day, after I delivered my message, I won an award, and I got called up on stage to accept this award. And it was like this big trophy, and the host of the show, or the MC, you know, gives me this award and gives me the microphone and says, "Paul, you know, now that you've won this major award, what are your plans, you know, next? What are you going to do next? Like, what's next for you in life?" And I grabbed the microphone and I said, "I've always thought about becoming a white male rapper." And like everyone in the audience started to laugh, and then I grabbed the mic and I busted out a rhyme. I grabbed the mic and I said, "Me and Kid Sensation in the home away from home in the black Benz limo with the cellular phone," and like everyone in the audience like busted out laughing. And then in the back of the room, they've got these audio visual guys who are just like always on cue with like the right sounds and, you know, noises to kind of like illustrate the show going through the event, and they started to play "Ice Ice Baby" by Vanilla Ice. And me and the MC, who is the CEO of our company, we started dancing to Vanilla Ice like on stage in front of everyone. Just this was like totally unscripted, totally out of the blue. Hadn't planned on doing any of this. We just started busting it on stage, and like everyone jumps to the their feet, and they're screaming and clapping and cheering. And then, you know, it gets to that part in the Ice Ice Baby song where Vanilla Ice goes, "Let's kick it." And, like, I kick my leg, like, high up in the air, and people are just rolling. Oh, I'm laughing thinking about this. And we get done with the ceremony there, and all throughout the weekend, like, people are coming up and like, "I can't believe you did that. It was so hilarious. It was the best thing ever." And, like, people recording it and stuff. And there is a point of me sharing this other than to give you guys some laughs. If you guys have been on the call for a while, you know that in the past, you know, some people have given me the nickname White Chocolate Hutchings. And maybe you know a little bit more why they call me White Chocolate. But in any case, there is a lesson to this story. So, like, I'm the type of guy, guys, just so you know, if you ever saw me, like, at a dance party or, you know, showing up at a dance in the past, I'm always the guy over to the side who's standing against the wall, refusing to dance, because I'm always thinking in my mind, what are people going to think of me? What if I can't dance? What if I look funny, right? What are people going to think? And I'm kind of like standing up against the wall, not wanting to dance. That's me. And for whatever strange reason, when I got on stage this weekend, I just lost all of that, and I danced in front of it. I think there was like 1,200 people live at this event, and then it was being streamed over the internet. So I don't know how many people in total were watching this, but a lot, right? A lot. And like, I'm on stage, center stage, and for whatever reason, I just lost those inhibitions, and I just was myself for a few minutes on stage. And it was a beautiful thing because as I thought about that experience, and as I thought about why people liked it so much, what I believe is that when we give ourselves the permission to just be who we are, to be our what's inside, just let what's inside come out, without worries about what are people going to think or what am I going to look like, when we choose to just be our authentic selves, that's attractive to people. And I have a theory on why that is. I have a theory that it's attractive to people and people love it because maybe on an unconscious level, when we see other people choosing to just be who they are, it sort of like gives us permission on the inside to be who we are. It sort of like gives us an example, doesn't it? It sort of gives us an example that, you know, it's okay to just be who we are. Who cares what people think? And when we see people being authentic, it's like, yeah, you know, like, I can do it too. So I wanted to share that thought with you guys because for me, that was a big lesson that I picked up this weekend, just to be who we are, be our authentic selves, A, because we're probably going to be a lot happier in the process, we're going to love life a lot more, but then also B, because when we do that, it sort of like gives other people permission that, hey, it's okay to be yourself too. And maybe yourself, the who you are, the authentic person that you have on the inside, is beautiful and fun and exciting and attractive. And when you choose to let down the inhibitions, when you choose to kind of like let down the walls that sometimes we build up around ourselves because we're worried so much about what other people think, when we choose to let those walls down, our best light shines forth. And that was actually one of the lessons that another speaker shared from stage. One of my good friends, Chris, was speaking, and he has this metaphor that he likes to talk about. You know, he talks about stars in the sky, and he talks about him being a star in the sky and how he realized at one point that his job was to shine the best and the brightest that he possibly could, not so that people could say, "Hey, look at me," but because he believed his purpose in shining in the best way that he could was so that he could shine his light on the other stars around and sort of like give them permission, sort of like give them inspiration that they too should shine their light out into the world. And that was the message he gave on stage. So it's sort of similar to this whole dancing thing and this lesson that I'm sharing with you guys. Sort of similar, right? It's like we should be the best we can. We should be who we are. We should let our light shine in the best way that it can, not so that we can say, hey, look at me, look how cool I am, but so that we can inspire the people around us that, hey, you've got light inside of you too. Bring it out. Bring it out. Let it shine forth. And that was one of the biggest lessons I learned this weekend, so I wanted to pass that along. A couple other thoughts before we get into our reading for today and our study for the day. You know, as I've been gone, you know, we've been having hosts, different hosts come on and, you know, lead the call and go through the material and moderate and, you know, moderate the mastermind. And I wanted to thank everyone. We had Bill Moyes, Pat Simpson, Amy Gloniak, Lisa Scott, Mahara Tucker, and what a great job everyone did while I was gone. In fact, they did such a great job that I made this comment several times throughout the weekend. I wasn't able to listen to all the calls because, like I said, I was at an event. We had a lot going on. But I remember dialing in and listening to Amy's call and thinking to myself, what an amazing job this woman is doing, right? Like, what an amazing job. She is in her element. She is so good. And I remember hanging up the phone call and saying to my wife, Corrine, I said, these guys, this call doesn't even, they don't need me. Like, maybe I won't come back. They do such a great job. And then yesterday I dialed in and I was listening to Lisa Scott. Same reaction. And I said to my wife, what an amazing thing it is that, you know, you can be a part of creating something. And I say be a part because this community and what's going on here on this call, this was not Paul Hutchings. I mean, I'm a part of it, right? I maybe had the inspiration in the beginning to start this community and to start this thing we do every day 5 years ago. So I will take credit for being a part of it. But really what I believe I did is I just acted on inspiration. I don't think I had the idea. I think the idea came to me. But the point is, it's so cool to be a part of creating something that turns into its own thing and will continue to live on, hopefully, I believe, after I'm gone. This call will continue to live on, and there's already proof that it's doing that because when I'm not here, the call is powerful. When I'm not here, people dial in and have breakthroughs. Like Amy was telling me, there was a gal coming out in the mastermind portion of the call who was in tears and just talking about how she needed this community and she needed to hear the things that she heard. And I was at an event, not even on the call present. It's just the coolest thing to see what you guys and what this family and what this community have turned into. It's just a force in and of itself. It's a mastermind, and it's the coolest thing ever. So I just wanted to recognize you guys, the hosts of the call, and also the participants, and as one person said, I forget who, even the people who dial in and don't say anything but contribute their energy. In fact, I think it was a lady that came out right before Joe Dollar in the mastermind yesterday who said this, but people who are here that contribute their energy, you guys make this call what it is. You guys make this community what it is, and I'm just so excited for you and me and the lives that continue to change as people dial in and get around what we've got. It's a special thing, and I'm just grateful for that. So I wanted to kind of point that out and recognize that. And then last thing I wanted to share, and then we'll get into the major definite purpose self-confidence formula, and then we'll get into our study for today is 3 pages in Acting in a Certain Way and the Science of Getting Rich. I was inspired by Lisa Scott yesterday. You know, she did such a great job. She shared such a great message, and she shared something from Ralph Waldo Emerson that I'd never heard before. And I'm listening to this, and I'm like, man, you know. And she calls him Ralph, and I was like, yeah, Ralph. He's such an amazing guy, right? He wrote Compensation, wrote all these great things, and she shared this inspirational, message from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And I was inspired. And yesterday, on the way back from Las Vegas, we stopped at a thrift store, which we are in the habit of doing from time to time, to look at books. I was looking at books, and I picked up this little book. It's called Success One Day at a Time from John C. Maxwell. And I was thumbing through this book, and I found some lines from Ralph Waldo Emerson that I wanted to share. Because one of the things we do on this call is we study success, right? We study the laws of success. We think think about what does it mean to be successful, you know, and there's all sorts of definitions. Earl Nightingale says success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Napoleon Hill said success is developing the power to get whatever you want in life without violating the rights of others. And great definitions, right? Well, Ralph Waldo Emerson had a definition of success that I want to share with you guys because I think it was cool. He said, to laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, that is to have succeeded. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Aren't those some beautiful thoughts? So, and that's, you know, that's one of the impressions I had as I dialed into the call several times while I was gone, is just the fact that this call is filled with beautiful thoughts. People can dial in at any point in the day. They can dial into the live call. They can dial into the replay. It doesn't matter where they live. They can be here in the United States where I live. They can be in South America. They can be over in Europe. They can be wherever in the world, and they can dial into this call, and they can hear beautiful thoughts. And they can be lifted, and they can be around people who are thinking in a certain way and learning to have a positive mental outlook on life. And I just think it's awesome what we do. So, guys, with that, let's go ahead and go through our definite major purpose self-confidence formula. Then we'll get into our actual scheduled study for the day, and then we'll jump into our mastermind portion of the call, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts at that point, as always. So, 1 second here. Who's got that definite purpose self-confidence formula ready for us? Star 6 and come on out. Well, in that case, my friends, I will go ahead and lead us through that this morning. And I encourage you to say it along with me. By the day of, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hand. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. And fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. And then Napoleon Hill's prayer, O Divine Providence, I ask not for more riches, but for more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to direct and control my own mind to whatever ends I might desire. Amen. All right, guys, we actually are in Chapter 11 in The Science of Getting Rich. It's called Acting in a Certain Way. So let's go ahead and get into this. If you need this book, if you're new to our call, you can grab it on our website at growrichaudios.com. And here is what Mr. Wallace Waddles has to teach us this morning. Thought is the creative power or the impelling force which causes the creative power to act. Thinking in a certain way will bring riches to you, but you must not rely upon thought alone, paying no attention to personal action. That is the rock upon which many otherwise scientific thinkers meet shipwreck, the failure to connect thought with personal action. We have not yet reached the stage of development, even supposing such a stage to be possible, in which a person can create directly from formless substance without nature's processes or the work of human hands. A person must not only think, but his personal action must supplement his thought. By thought, you can cause the gold in the hearts of the mountains to be impelled toward you. But it will not mine itself, refine itself, coin itself into double eagles and come rolling along the roads, seeking its way into your pocket. Under the impelling power of the Supreme Spirit, people's affairs will be so ordered that someone will be led to mine the gold for you. Other people's business transactions will be so directed that the gold will be brought toward you, and you must so arrange your own business affairs that you may be able to receive it when it comes to you. Your thought makes all things, animate and inanimate, work to bring you what you want, but your personal activity must be such that you can rightly receive what you want when it reaches you. You are not to take it as charity, nor to steal it. You must give every man more in use value than he gives you in cash value. The scientific use of thought consists in forming a clear and distinct mental image of what you want, in holding fast to your purpose to get what you want, and in realizing with grateful faith that you do get what you want. Do not try to project your thought in any mysterious or occult way with the idea of having it go out and do things for you. That is wasted effort and will weaken your power to think with sanity. The action of thought in getting rich is fully explained in the preceding chapters. Your faith and purpose positively impress your vision upon formless substance, which has the same desire for more life that you have. And this vision received from you sets all the creative forces at work in and through their regular channels of action, but directed toward you. It is not your part to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do with that is to retain your vision, stick to your purpose, and maintain your faith and gratitude. But you must act in a certain way so that you can appropriate what is yours when it comes to you, and so that you can meet the things you have in your picture and put them in their proper places as they arrive. You can really see the truth of this. When things reach you, they will be in the hands of others who will ask an equivalent for them. And you can only get what is yours by giving the other person what is rightfully his. Your pocketbook is not going to be transformed into a Fortunatus purse, which shall always be full of money without effort on your part. The this is the crucial point in the science of getting rich, right here, where thought and personal action must be combined. There are very many people who consciously or unconsciously set the creative forces in action by the strength and persistence of their desires, but who remain poor because they do not provide for the reception of the thing they want when it comes. By thought, the thing you want is brought to you. By action, you receive it. Whatever your action is to be, it is evident that you must act now. You cannot act in the past, and it is essential to the clearness of your mental vision that you dismiss the past from your mind. You cannot act in the future, for the future is not here yet, and you cannot tell how you will want to act in any future contingency until that contingency has arrived. Because you are not in the right business or the right environment now, do not think that you must postpone action until you get into the right business or environment, and do not spend time in the present taking thought as to the best course in possible future emergencies. Have faith in your ability to meet any emergency when it arrives. If you act in the present with your mind on the future, your present action will be with a divided mind and will not be effective. Put your whole mind into present action. Do not give your creative impulse to original substance and then sit down and wait for results. If you do, you will never get them. Act now. There is never any time but now, and there never will be any time but now. If you are ever to begin to make ready for the reception of what you want, you must begin now. And your action, whatever it is, must most likely be in your present business or employment and must be upon the persons and things in your present environment. You cannot act where you are not, and you cannot act where you have been, and you cannot act where you are going to be. You can only act where you are. Do not bother as to whether yesterday's work was done ill done. Do today's work well. Do not try to do tomorrow's work now. There will be plenty of time to do that when you get to it. Do not try by occult or mystical means to act on people or things that are out of your reach. You can so act upon environment in which you are now as to cause yourself to be transferred to a better environment. Hold with faith and purpose the vision of yourself in the better environment, but act upon your present environment with all your heart and with all your strength and with all your mind. Do not spend any time in daydreaming or castle building. Hold to the one vision of what you want and act now. Do not cast about seeking some new thing to do or some strange, unusual, remarkable action to perform as a first step toward getting rich. It is probable that your actions, at least for some time to come, will be the same ones you have been performing for some time past. But you are to begin now to perform these actions in a certain way, which will surely make you rich. If you are engaged in some business and feel that it is not the right one for you, do not wait until you get into the right business before you begin to act. Do not feel discouraged or sit down and lament because you are misplaced. No one is so misplaced that he cannot find the right place, and no one is so involved in the wrong business that he cannot get into the right business. Hold the vision of yourself in the right business with the purpose to get into it and the faith that you will get into it and are getting into it, but act in the present business. Use your present business as the means of getting a better one, and use your present environment as the means of getting into a better one. Your vision of the right business, if held with faith and purpose, will cause the supreme power to move the right business toward you. And your action, if performed in a certain way, will cause you to move toward the business. If you are an employee or wage earner and feel that you must change places in order to get what you want, do not project your thought into space and rely upon it to get you another job, it will probably fail to do so. Hold the vision of yourself in the job you want while you act with faith and purpose on the job you have, and you will certainly get the job you want. Your vision and faith will set the creative force in motion to bring it toward you, and your action will cause the forces in your own environment to move toward you, to move you toward the place you want. In closing this chapter, we will add another statement to our syllabus. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought and, by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. In order to do this, a person must pass from the competitive to the creative mind. He must form a clear mental picture of the things he wants and hold this picture in his thoughts with the fixed purpose to get what he wants and the unwavering faith that he does get what he wants, closing his mind to all that may tend to shake his purpose, dim his vision, or quench his faith. So that he may receive what he wants when it comes, a person must act now upon the people and things in his present environment. So there, my friends, we have acting in this certain way, fascinating information, isn't it? Reminds me of it gives me comfort, really. This chapter gives me comfort because it reminds me of a seemingly great truth that was eloquently expressed by Art Williams in his book that he titled, All You Can Do Is All You Can Do, But All You Can Do Is Enough. All we have to do, it seems, is A, have a vision of what we want, and B, do the very best we can in the work that we are right now, going the extra mile, delivering more in use value than we take from the market in cash value, serving people in the best way that we can, the best way that we can, and just get better over time. It seems like that is a simple formula for making great things happen in our lives. So, guys, I'm excited to hear your thoughts on what we've talked about today. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless leaders are part of our community here, and brevity and relevance always appreciated. In your comments, I can't wait to hear you guys and gals. One second here, let me unmute the line. Star 6, who's first? Come on out.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, who's that?
It's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I've been to the city again, but I'm going to make it real quick because I'm on the bus. but I have to jump in, Paul. This is my second time being with you guys to read this book. But what I'm getting this second time around is better than the first time. I'm understanding much more clearly that when it says, do not look in the future because the future hasn't happened yet, you should not. And I am learning, Paul, to stop looking at the past, where I've been, what I've experienced, and stay current. And that is just such an amazing message because it lets me know that everything I'm reading, I've gotten better clarity. So thank you so much.
That's so awesome, Sharon. Thank you for that. I appreciate you sharing that. It seems like we do change, and because we change, we can read the same stuff and get so much more out of it. So that's just a great proof that you are getting better. Thank you for that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Veronica from New York.
Hey, Veronica. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, this just brings to mind that this is a really detailed, elaborate breakdown of a very simple statement made by W.E.B. Du Bois cast your buckets where you stand. So that's what I got out of that. It's like, just be where you are. You don't have to be more than you are. You don't have to worry about the possibility of not being enough. Just start where you are. You know, there's water everywhere. Just cast your buckets where you stand.
Great thought. Thank you, Veronica.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Star 6, who's next? Come on out. I love the question you asked yesterday, too, in the Mastermind, Veronica. I just really appreciated hearing everyone, like, think and, you know, trying to figure out, well, what was he meaning when he said this, and just digesting those ideas. It was really cool to hear. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul, this is Christy in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Christy, good morning.
How are you today?
Awesome. How about yourself?
I'm just great, and I think you really should go on So You Think You Can Dance.
Maybe someday.
I saw Paul last week, and, you know, he gives so much motivation to people to just be themselves and also to do what you think you ought to do. I mean, you just don't sit there and think about it and analyze it and go on and on and on in your brain. You need to take action. And I did that this week by making two videos that I thought were pretty awful, but I put them on anyway, and I did my best. And I know that I'll get better. And it's fun. You just enjoy life, and you just do it one day at a time, one moment at a time, and just say, this is what I'm meant to do. The ideas are here. I put them into action, and I know my definite major purpose will come forth to me. And you just have to just put one foot in front of the other. And seeing the people at the event last week go up there, nervous as they were, some of them, and speak on stage and inspire the people in the audience to do what they want to do so they can get what they want in life and not be afraid. It's a beautiful gift, and I thank every one of them for doing it, and I thank all of you because you inspire us all to be the best that we can be. Every day. Thank you, Paul.
Well said, Christy, and you are inspiring us with your words and your actions by, you know, throwing those two videos out there. It's just awesome. Keep up the good work. Appreciate that so much.
Hey, Paul. Larry Coates, Boston.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Nice to hear you back again. I wanted to tell you that, you know, your whole thing about being yourself, doing the dance or whatever, you know, in the white man rap, I have been fighting myself in trying to do videos because despite the fact that I've worked in a television studio for a year and a half or whatever, I have never felt comfortable on the other side of the camera. And it was at our event last week and that I actually sat down with somebody challenged me to do a video of commitment. And I said, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. And I sat down and I did three five-minute videos just off the cuff without even having to think about them. They were so smooth, I blew myself away. And I was telling somebody else, one of the leaders was actually on the plane behind me, and we had a conversation. She said, it's because you were being yourself. You weren't trying to be something else. And I realized that how right she was. It just flowed, and it was just exactly what I needed to do. It gave me a confidence that I haven't had. And then this morning you're talking about how great this group has been in your absence. It just went smoothly through, and I'm in the process of starting a mastermind for one of our groups in my business, and it's just that's just a perfect goal to have it. That's something I might start, but not something that will need me to be the mastermind for a nucleus, that it'll just be one homogenous group that can work together and truly be a mastermind. So great words of wisdom and goal setting, and I just thank you for those messages. Thanks.
Awesome thoughts, Larry. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
and
Dallas.
You and your growth. Yeah, who was that? Star 6?
Patrice in Dallas.
Hey, good morning, Patrice.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, you did yourself last week. We enjoyed you so much. And don't think for one minute that you could step away from the Think and Grow Rich call and not be missed, because if you leave, that's a huge hole, in my opinion. I wouldn't want to see that, but of course you have to do what is best for you as your business grows. But what I wanted to say is, and it echoes what Larry said, and I met Larry, by the way, last week too. That was very pleasant. But like Larry and the other lady, I have struggled with doing videos. My head is full of so many ideas. I write things down. I've got a book of ideas and notes and things that I want to share with people. But when I'm about to do the videos, I freeze up. And when I watched you, we were on our feet dancing with you. We had so much fun with you. And I'm thinking, I feel that way too. Sometimes I want to get up and dance. I want to do something crazy, and I just want to be silly. And I do that at home in front of my family. But I'm thinking, what do people think about me if I do this craziness? You know, you're going to have all the people coming out and saying, you know, what's wrong with you? So you really, really inspired me. And when I came home, I sat down and I said, okay, enough already. You can do this. You know that you can be great. You just have to get over yourself. And you helped me so much with that. So thank you. And I intend to let the world see who and what I am and what I can share and give to people, give them my heart. So thanks, Paul. You're a great inspiration, and I surely enjoyed meeting your lovely wife. That was a treat. You have a great day.
Thank you. Very awesome thoughts. Appreciate you so much. Believe in you. Know you can do it. And you reminded me, I forgot to share. I got to share this quick little story because I met Patrice and Terrence. I met them before, but I met them and saw them at this event. And Terrence, I want to share this, guys. Terrence and Patrice have been a part of our Think and Grow Rich family for a long time. And Terrence, he had a heart attack, and he's recovering, so he's okay, but he told me that he had had a heart attack, and there he was standing in front of me, you know, looking good, looking healthy, and the first thing I said was, I said, was it the call? Was the call too exciting? It's like a little joke, but there's a serious side to this. What he told me was that he said that he couldn't work for a while, so he was feeling, alone. He was off the call for a while. But when he got back on the call, the Think and Grow Rich call, and he heard all the familiar voices, you know what he told me? He said, it felt like I had come home. And I just had this familiar, comfortable feeling. And I just want to share that with you guys, because isn't it amazing that a phone call can do that? You know, this community of people, we can do that. We can be a home for people. We can be a source of comfort for people. I thought that was neat, so I wanted to share that. And Terrence, thanks for passing that along.
Paul Hutchins, having a beautiful, clear water, Florida. How are you feeling this morning, brother? Glad to have you back.
Anthony, good to hear you, man.
Good to hear you too, Paul. And man, I am so excited this morning. I'm so thankful to be on the Think and Grow Rich call. I'm so excited to be here with everyone and everyone that have shared thus far their wisdom and their words of encouragement already. One of the things I'm thinking about here is about action, and not only action, but one of the poems that Lisa Scott shared yesterday, which is our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And in my experience and, dealing with other people and, listening to people and being a part of different mastermind groups, One of the things that kill dreams before they even start is fear. And, you know, you talked about being on stage and dancing and basically being yourself. And, you know, that can only happen, you to be yourself and you to be who you are and to be authentic can only happen, you know, in the here and the now, as the book was talking about. You can't be anybody else, you know, and the thing that stops us from being ourselves, you know, the things that stops us from, you know, letting our light shine amongst everybody is that basic of fear, you know, fear that what are people going to say, you know, fear about what you've been through in your childhood. No matter what the fear is, you know, that fear stops us and it steals a lot of dreams, you know. So, I mean, I'm just happy that, you know, I'm on this call. I'm happy that, you know, everybody gets a chance here to, you know, one more day just shed one fear that could move them forward into their, you know, into their dream life, into their goals. So, I mean, this call is very powerful. You know, it has a very, very profound effect on my psyche. And I'm sure everybody else's psyche that listened to the call and even catch a glance of, you know, the call. It's just so powerful. And, you know, that's one of the things that I love about this call. It's a chance for everybody to drop their fears and to really be authentic. And, you know, once we're authentic, we can achieve all our goals that we want in life. So I just wanted to add that. Everybody have a blessed day. It is Friday. Fired up Friday. Back to you, Paul Hutchins. Have a great day.
Awesome thoughts, man. Love you, Anthony.
Love you,
hey,
brother.
Paul. It's Lisa Scott.
Hey, Lisa Scott. How are you?
I am doing incredible on this Freedom Friday. And I just wanted to echo some of the thoughts that Anthony just shared and keeping with this theme or this thought about being ourselves. As you were talking and you shared your story of what you experienced at the event, I'm just thinking about being myself. And when I think about that, what it brings to mind is that being yourself is accurate thinking. Being yourself is clarity. Being yourself is focused thought, because being yourself is being present in the present moment. You're not thinking about what does somebody else think about me. You're not thinking about all of the external signals that we can potentially take in that cause us to remain stagnant and remain exactly where we're at, because we're so busy thinking about everything else outside of ourselves instead of who we are. So being yourself is accurate thinking. Being yourself is clarity, because it completely obliterates all of the walls and the barriers that keep us from being ourselves. And also what came to mind was, wow, being myself is wealth. Because when I tap into being myself and I am walking in that, that is wealth, because now I'm it's promoting the health that's happening inside of my body, because I'm not being stagnant and causing all kinds of blockages inside of my body because I'm paying more attention to everything outside of myself and being that instead of being myself. So I would say that being yourself is the first wealth that we could possibly have that allows us to step into financial wealth. So just wanted to share that, because that's what's on my heart. Be yourself and allow the walls to come down where you're not thinking about everybody else. And you can stand in the presence of anybody and huge crowds and dance like you did and sing like you've sung, because you're being Paul, and that is the first wealth. Back to you, Paul.
Wow. You're a powerful woman, Lisa Scott. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. Who was jumping out? I heard someone else coming out there.
Nancy, hi. Good morning, Thinking Girl.
Omaha.
Good morning, Paul. So glad to have you back. Everyone did a great job while you were gone, and just the camaraderie. I just am really impressed with the things that are coming out on this call. And one of the things that was in the book, where Wallace Waddle talks about environment, and the environment that you're in, and I kind of feel like that a lot of the people who are talking have been mentioning in a way that environment. Well, I've been going through this Think and Grow Rich, the Wallace Waddle's Science of Getting Rich a few times, I read this probably 10 years ago, and it just didn't sink in. But every time we've gone through it, I've gotten more out of it. And so the gal that came out and said that this was the second time going through it. Third, fourth, fifth time going through it with this group. Every time I get something more. The thing that just really jumped out to me today is that environment thing and being yourself in your environment. And the first time I read the book, I was just like, so what is this certain way they're talking about? And I felt like that the rich people do things in a certain way, and you just have to figure out how the wealthy people, what is that certain way? And it has become more clear to me that that certain way is more of a confident way. Be certain in yourself. That's kind of what I'm getting from this call and that environment. I want to share a quick story about a man that I was talking to, one of my team members the other day, and he was just going through a lot of challenges and crises, and he was just like all up in arms about a shipping charge. Just a simple thing of like, you know what, I'll call the company, we'll get this taken care of. And I said, we'll talk tomorrow. So as I thought about that, I began to wonder, so what is really at the root of this? Because that shipping charge, that's just a little thing. What's really going on? And so I called the company, I took care of the little thing. And when I called him the next day, and I said, it's taken care of, not a problem. But I really wanted to get to the bottom of what was going on with him. And it was an environment. He began telling me about all of the things that he's going through in his life, with his relationships, with his business, with financial stuff. And at first I was just like, oh, somebody told me, you got to zip yourself up from this. You don't take it too much in, because you just don't want to let it get you down. Some people can do that to you, drain you. But I didn't feel that way. I felt like this young man needed to hear not only from me, but a few other leaders. So I said, you need to call this person, you need to call this person. And at the end of the day, he called me back and he said, thank you. He said, by calling those other leaders and talking to me, he put himself in a whole different environment. And he said, I really need this business. I really need to associate with this kind of people to keep me up, to keep me in an environment to protect me.
I can't hear you at all, Kathy. Just Kathy, star 6. Come out and finish that thought if you don't mind.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's better. Sorry about that.
So yeah, the bottom line was with this young man. Hold on just a second. Let me try something. Is that better, Ben?
Yeah, no, someone had a vacuum going on, and I don't think it was you. So.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just me. I was trying to decide whether it's better on speakerphone or not. But anyway, the whole moral of the story and the thing that I learned was that we really do constantly need to put ourselves in an environment. We need to listen to good books. We need to listen to CDs and read books and be around those people who really can bring us up when we're down and help us to just protect us from all of the things in the world that can get us down. And so that was the thing that jumped out at and on this call today, was the environment that we're putting ourselves just by being on this call, for one, and starting our day out in this way, the environment that it can help us to go through a lot of the other things and just give us that certainty, that confidence to be ourselves. What a great call, and thank you all for the things that you shared. And thanks, Paul, for putting this all together. It's really amazing, and I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Kathy. Great thoughts. Hey, Super Duper Stan, I think Pass was trying to come out. Can we have Pass and then Super Duper Stan?
Go right
I'll
ahead.
Go right behind him. You know me. Go ahead, Stan.
Okay. Hey, Super Duper Stan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, my brother. Thank you so much, Pass. And, of course, welcome back, Paul. And, I mean, you did have a Super Duper lineup here while you were gone. Something that was mentioned in the text today that really sort of hit me in a different way, hit my head, made me, okay. Talking about competition versus creativity. And I know I've heard us talk about it. We've talked about it from time to time. But it was just this morning, I guess, when I thought about it, you know, when you're acting out of competition, you're really, and especially, of course, when you're competing against others, the only time I would say competition is good is when you're competing with yourself. But when you're competing against others, it's not good for all involved, And when something is not good for all involved, in my opinion, it's a demonic spirit that's behind it. So, of course, if you're acting out of competition, it's not good. But when you're acting out of creativity, that's when a godly spirit is behind it. That's when the formless substance can work on your behalf. And that's when things that you had never thought of, the world had never thought of, that's when these kinds of things can come to you. And because what's coming to you when you share that, when you act out of creativity, you are bringing something to the table that can bless everybody involved. So that little difference there, it just clicked in my head this morning as to why it's so, so majorly important to act out of creativity. And I just wanted to pass that along. Hope everybody have a super-duper Friday and a super-duper weekend. Back to you, Paul, my brother, and thank you, Pat.
Love it, love it. Little hinges swing big doors, and that's a little hinge that does swing a big door, super-duper Stan. Thanks for pointing that out. Pat, hey, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Paul, how are you today? And welcome back, brother.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tess?
I'm always blessed and highly favored. I just love the message that was said by so many of the people ahead of me. Two things about one, being yourself. No, the only person you can ever be is yourself. So the more times that you try to be someone else or try to fit in, you find yourself a little bit unhappy. You know, spend more time being comfortable in your own skin. You know, there's no such thing as fitting in. You know, we are born to stand out. There's no such thing as thinking outside the box. There is no box. You just got to think, and you have to be, you know, in environment. This is the perfect environment to always be in. Right now I'm on the West Coast, so it's about almost 7 o'clock my time. I got here late last night, went to bed around 3 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time. But I wouldn't miss this call for the world. I wouldn't miss this call for anything. So, I set my alarm, made sure I was up so I can spend time with my family. Even though I'm with my other family out here, you know, doing some great things for business, I don't ever forget where I came from. You know, everything started here. So you mastermind with great people just by showing up. You know, one of the things that you can do more often than anything else is just show up. If you're in the room, you deserve to be there. If you're on a call, you deserve to be there. Make sure that you give it your all and be yourself, because love is everything. And to spend time loving yourself and loving others, well, so much more. So I just wanted to state that, you know, let everyone know, you know, it's, you know, Friendly Friday. Go out and make a friend that you never met before. Go out and extend your hand to someone that you never met before and say hello. That's the simplest thing you can ever do, say hello. Last night we had a gentleman when we got here, you know, that was stuck and stranded, you know, and I'm out here with my partner, Will Rodriguez. And instead of, you know, being strangers, we took him to where we're staying and we let him know that he's not alone. He's in a community out here with us. So why would we leave him alone? The greatest thing you can do is just do something that just makes you feel more like yourself. So as the happiness engineer, I couldn't leave him stranded, couldn't leave him unhappy, because he's part of my community. So now I'm about to make him breakfast. I met him a few hours ago, and I'm going to make him and Will breakfast this morning, not because I have to, but because I'm blessed to. And that's being myself. Love you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Pass. Great thoughts, sir. Star 6, who's next? We have 3 minutes left.
Mario? Brett, Jackman, Omar?
I think we got Mario next.
No, Omar can go on, then I'll wait. I'll go next.
Okay. So who is going? I didn't...
It was, can you hear me, Paul? This is Brett, Jackman. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Brett. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, man. I'm just grateful to be able to come out and just speak my little knowledge this morning. Talking about action, man, I'm reading this out of a book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, but he has this declaration that he says, I act in spite of fear. I act in spite of doubt. I act in spite of worry. I act in spite of discomfort. I act when I'm not in the mood. I act in spite of inconvenience. And it's just so powerful. And the last one is, I act when I'm not in the mood. I have a millionaire mind, and that's what it's about, action. Action. So many times we think, and we don't take the action necessary, and this was a wake-up call for me, being a part of this call, just coming out right now. I'm just so blessed to be around this. I'm going to take massive, massive action to get to my results, and I just hope everybody out there listening, just act. You know, you're going to mess up. Just make it happen, you know what I mean? And that's really all I got to say. I'm grateful for this call, man. You guys, be safe. Love you guys, and thank you. Thank you.
Great thoughts, Brent. Thank you for that. Get her done, man.
Absolutely.
Was that Jay coming out? We've got 1 minute left. Was that Jay? Who was coming out with me? Actually, there was Mario and someone else, too, I think. Well, since we're at time, we'll go ahead and save you guys for tomorrow, please, or actually Monday. So please come back Monday and share your wisdom with us. Guys, I love you. It's been a great call. Let's get out there and act in a certain way. And for sure, part of acting in a certain way is to just take massive action now. So let's get it done. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Bye for now. Appreciate you guys.
Love you guys.
Great
guys,
love
awesome.
You. I love you. Thank you for
the family. Much love, family. Go have a good
day for
Friday.
Love the family.
Much love, family.
Good to hear you, everyone. Thank you. Have a great
day. Take care of yourself.
Hey there, my friend. This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
You guys
are a rich family. You
rock. Have a super weekend,
family. Have an amazing weekend. Love you guys.
Happy Friday.
We're going to have a wonderful weekend.
Good information. Be fruitful.
Take action.
Be yourself.
Never give up.
Never give up.